Welcome to D&B College. In this lesson, we're building an old-school Amen variation in Ableton Live 12, and more importantly, we're arranging it so it feels like a proper drum and bass record, not just a chopped loop. We want a drum part with identity, movement, and enough attitude to carry a drop, answer the bass line, and keep evolving as the track moves forward. That's the big idea here. The Amen is not just a breakbeat. In D&B, it can be the emotional engine of the tune. The way you slice it, resequence it, process it, and automate it decides whether your track feels like a rolling jungle record, a gritty old-school throwback, or a modern hybrid with real DNA. Why this works in D&B is simple. The Amen gives you instant momentum, swing, and human feel. But if you don't control the transient balance, the stereo image, and the low-end overlap, it will turn to mush as soon as the bass enters. So we're going to keep the groove alive, keep the snare in charge, and keep the whole thing clean enough to survive a club system. Start by loading a good Amen source into Ableton. If you've got a loop, find the cleanest one or two bar section with a strong kick, snare, and those little ghost notes that make the break breathe. If needed, slice it to a MIDI track using Simpler in slice mode, and set the slices by transient. That gives you control over every hit. Keep your grid around 1/16th to start with, and don't warp the break more than you need to. Old school breaks lose a lot of life when they're stretched too hard. What to listen for here is the snare tone and the space between the hits. If the backbeat is strong but the hats are messy, that's okay. You can still build a killer phrase from it. The core question is, does the break already have attitude before you touch any processing? Next, build a simple two-bar foundation before you get fancy. Put the main snare on a classic backbeat feel. Add the kick accents around it. Bring in a few ghost notes, especially just before the snare, because that little lift is what makes the groove feel like it's pulling forward. Keep it sparse at first. Leave space. In D&B, a break often feels bigger when it isn't full all the time. What to listen for now is whether the loop makes your head nod before any processing. If it doesn't, that's usually not an EQ problem. That's a note placement problem. Now choose your flavor. You've basically got two paths. You can go raw jungle, where you keep more of the break's original timing and grit. Or you can go controlled modern, where you tighten the slices, line up the snare more deliberately, and trim the overlap so it locks more cleanly with a serious bass design. Both work. The trade-off is feel versus precision. Raw feel gives character and dirt, but too much slop can fight the bass. Tight control gives punch and clarity, but if you over-edit it, the groove can start sounding sterile. Pick one direction early and commit. Once the groove is there, shape it with a simple stock device chain. EQ 8 is usually first. High pass gently around 30 to 40 Hz if there's useless rumble, and if the break feels boxy, trim a bit around 250 to 500 Hz. Then try drum bus for a little drive and density. Be careful with the boom control if your bass already owns the sub. After that, a touch of saturator can help bring out the snare texture and top-end bite. Utility is your discipline tool, not just your width tool. If the break is too stereo, narrow it until the core feels center. And here's the important bit. Stop before the transients get soft. More drive is not automatically better in D&B. Once the snare stops cutting, you've gone too far. Now comes the real writing. Don't think of the Amen as a loop. Think of it as a phrase. Use call and response. Let the main snare act as the call, then answer it with a ghost note, a kick pickup, or a tiny hat fragment. That makes the drums feel like they're reacting to the bass line instead of just sitting on top of it. A strong 8-bar idea often works like this. The first two bars establish the groove. Bars 3 and 4 add a little movement or a snare flam. Bars 5 and 6 thin things out for contrast, and bars 7 and 8 build into a fill or turnaround. Tiny timing nudges matter here. A kick landing a hair late can feel heavier. A ghost note slightly early can create urgency. Those little details are what make old school breaks feel alive. What to listen for is the snare. It should be the anchor. If your ghost notes start feeling more important than the backbeat, the whole thing loses its spine. Now bring in the bass line early. Don't design the Amen in isolation. In D&B, the break and bass are one rhythm section. If they both occupy the same syncopation, the track gets smaller, not bigger. Try the break against short, percussive bass notes if you want the drums to stay busy, or use longer notes if you want the drums to carry more of the motion. If the bass masks the kick, simplify the bass rhythm or use light sidechain, but don't rely on pumping as your first solution. Good arrangement often solves space better than heavy processing. If the bass line starts fighting the ghost notes, mute some of the delicate details and see if the groove improves. That tells you the issue is density, not sound design. Once the phrase is working, resample it. Print the drum part to audio. This is a huge Ableton workflow move because it lets you lock in the timing and texture, then edit it like a record instead of endlessly tweaking the source. Once it's printed, you can reverse tiny fragments, add microfades, duplicate a snare tail, or create a fill from one accent hit. You can also automate filters or reverb on the printed clip. When you resample, print earlier than you think you should. Sometimes the resampled version has more confidence than the live MIDI version. And keep a cleaner backup too. That way, if you go too far, you can come back. Now add movement with automation, but keep the sub clean. Use simple automation on things like filter cutoff on a duplicate layer, drum bus drive for a short lift, or a bit of reverb on a snare throw. You can also automate utility width, but only on higher frequency fragments. In darker DNB, restrained automation usually hits harder than obvious effects. A short filter opening on hats or ride wash can create tension without touching the kick and snare core. A good mindset here is this. Let the top end move, but keep the engine room stable. Then think about arrangement. This is where the amen becomes a record. Give the listener a readable drum grid, especially if the tune is meant for DJs. A strong arrangement might start with a filtered tease, then hit the full drop with the main backbeat, then strip one layer for a turnaround, and then bring a second drop variation with a new ghost note pattern or a different ending. The second drop should not be a copy of the first. Change the last two bars. Even a tiny change, like a reversed snare or a different pickup kick, can make the phrase feel alive. What to listen for in arrangement is whether the drums feel like they're evolving naturally. If it just sounds like the same loop repeating, it's not finished yet. Now check it in mono. This is non-negotiable. Use utility to audition the break in mono and make sure the kick, snare, and key ghost notes still read clearly. If the phrase falls apart in mono, your stereo spread is too dependent on wide hats or facey processing. Keep the core centered. Keep the kick and snare near mono. Let only the high frequency ambience and little FX fragments have width. If the break is getting loud, but not bigger, reduce saturation or trim top end overlap instead of just boosting more. Sometimes the smartest move is to remove clutter around the snare window, not to add more processing. A few quick pro habits make a huge difference here. Use contrast instead of constant aggression. A stripped bar before a snare hit can feel heavier than a wall of hits. Keep the snare as the authority. If you want more grime, add it around the snare, not on top of it. And version your work by function, not just by number. Name things like clean anchor, dirty drop 2, or fill 8 bar. That makes arrangement decisions much faster. Also, don't keep editing once the groove already feels right. Most unfinished breaks are actually overworked breaks. If the snare reads clearly, the kick supports it, and the ghost notes move the phrase without stealing focus, stop moving notes around. That discipline matters. If you want a darker result, try these kinds of moves: a snare shadow hit just before the main snare, a half bar displacement in the second half of the phrase, or ghost note thinning for one bar so the return feels bigger. Tiny reverse gestures can also create a strong inhale before a fill or downbeat. Keep them short. They should feel like pressure, not an obvious effect. And here's a useful final thought. Treat the amen like a lead instrument. In a real DNB arrangement, it often has to answer the bass, not just support it. If the bass line is busy, simplify the break. If the bass line is sparse, let the amen carry more syncopation. That give and take is what makes the track feel musical. So to wrap this up, the goal is not just to chop a break, it's to recompose it into a DNB phrase with purpose. Build around the snare, keep the kick and bass relationship clear, use ghost notes carefully, and evolve the pattern across the arrangement. Use Ableton stock tools to shape, commit, and automate, but keep the core hits punchy and centered. If the result feels like a real drum performance that can carry a drop, answer the bass, and still hit hard in mono, you've nailed it. Now take the practice challenge seriously. Build one playable 8-bar amen variation. Bounce it to audio, then make a second version with one changed ending. Keep the core centered. Make one clear A or B decision between raw jungle and controlled modern, and check it against a bass line early. Then do the mono test. If the snare still leads, you're on the right track. Get that phrase feeling alive, and you're not just making drums anymore. You're making momentum.